Here are the following announcements we have to pass along to you in regards to the inclement weather that we are dealing with at the moment. There will be no church at the Downs United Methodist Church and no church at the First Christian Church in Downs coming up on Sunday, January 14th. Hard choices, all locations closed today. No sale Mankato livestock today. Essence Drug only doing emergency deliveries today. Downs Senior Center closed, and the Glen Elder Beloit Cocker City Senior Nutrition Sites closed today as well. Also, because of drifting snow and dangerous winter weather, the Kansas Department of Transportation has closed highways in north central Kansas. K-9 closed from Concordia to Beloit and Mitchell and Cloud counties. K-28 closed from Concordia to Jewell and Cloud and Jewell counties. K-148 closed from Randall to Washington and Jewell Republic and Washington counties. Roads may be snow-packed and icy in areas. Motorists are advised to slow down and use extreme caution.
KD Country 94 weather.
Senior life enrichment at Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems can help with seasonal depression in the elderly. As the weather gets colder and the days get shorter, individuals can begin to feel symptoms of depression, which include loss of energy and isolation. Holidays can be stressful. Do you or a loved one struggle? Contact Senior Life Enrichment today at 785-534-1536 and let us help to ensure a happy and healthy winter.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory and wind chill advisory remain in effect. A wind chill warning begins at 6 p.m. tonight. 12 today, under mainly sunny skies, northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy, tonight a few flurries possible at times, 3 below. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 9 degrees above zero.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, is hosting their annual Sprayer Clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, January 31st through February 1st. Landmark Sprayer Clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on John Deere and Hagee sprayers. Learn about the newest technology, machine maintenance, spray tip selection, exact apply sprayers, and more. Free dicamba certification will be available. Join Landmark at their Sprayer Clinic January 31st and February 1st in Kearney. Find more information at landmarkimp.com/events. For the latest on KU Athletics, tune into the Sports Ticket as the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, will join us every Thursday morning at 9:30 on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com to talk everything Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency in Beloit. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A wind chill advisory remains in effect until noon today. A winter weather advisory remains in effect till noon today. Wind chill warning remains in effect from 6 p.m. this evening to noon on Tuesday. Additional snow accumulations of up to 1 inch is possible. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. For the wind chill advisory, very cold wind chills. Wind chills as low as 25 below zero. For the wind chill warning, dangerously cold wind chills expected. Wind chills as low as 45 below zero. This will affect all of Arcadia Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake listening area. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact the morning commute today. The dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Avoid outside activities if possible. When outside, make sure you wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. Use caution while traveling outside. Wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. Slow down and use caution while traveling. The latest road conditions for the state you are calling from can be obtained by calling 511. Kansas students face danger from cartel-manufactured opioids, a law enforcement official warned the State Board of Education earlier this week. During that meeting, Kansas Bureau of Investigation Director Tony Matavy cautioned board members about fentanyl. Make no mistake, he said, fentanyl distribution in Kansas is coming from the drug cartels. That's who is behind every fentanyl pill that gets sold in Kansas. It is a cartel product. The Chinese now provide precursor chemicals to the cartels in Mexico. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. In Kansas, rising overdose deaths have been fueled by counterfeit prescription drugs and illegal drugs containing fentanyl. Because the opioid isn't detectable without a test strip, people taking fentanyl-laced drugs are at a greater risk of overdose. The most recent data on child mortality in the state puts the number of 2021 child drug-related deaths at 11. 9 of those deaths were related to fentanyl. Under direction of Attorney General Chris Kobach, the KBI launched a targeted campaign against fentanyl distribution throughout the state. Madavy said education on the issue was extremely important. We either educate enough people that we cut off the demand and we shut down the cartels that way, or we kill enough people that there's not anybody out there left to use it. Jenny Ebert, Riley County Health Coordinator, who leads fentanyl awareness campaigns for schools and communities, told members about losing her son to a fentanyl overdose in 2021. She said, and I quote, "This is just crushing because this has just been recent, and still the message is just not out there. We're not getting the information to those that need it." That full story at our website, katiecountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Six at Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Are you covered? Marketplace Health Insurance open enrollment going on now through January 15th. Sign up for 2024 coverage and explore your options with Mitchell County Hospital Health System Certified Application Counselor Connie Tyler. This service is completely free of charge. To learn more, call 738-9202. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katiecountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Cold's cold. For you, me, I mean, it's cold. Cold is cold, but you go do your thing. You go play. There's one thing you don't have to do, and that's to tell them to stand by the warmer.
Chiefs coach Andy Reid as they get sent for a frigid matchup with the Miami Dolphins on Saturday night. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at the other playoff matchups. We'll have local sports results from Thursday and a look at today's schedule. College hoops coming up on Saturday and another coaching vacancy in the NFL. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school wrestling results from Thursday. The Beloit Trojans in a duel with Republic County. Republic County gets the win 53-30. Also in wrestling on Thursday, the Hoisington Cardinal round robin on the boys' side individually. Grant Middleton of Osborne finishing second at 215. Caden Schultz was third at 157. Also, the girls' individuals, Sandy Kendig of Osborne, a gold medal at 115, finishing in first place. And Cheyenne Knoll finished second at 135 for the Lady Dogs wrestling team. You can find the full results at ncksports.com. A couple other wrestling notes. Smith Center is supposed to be at Superior, Nebraska today for a tournament. That's obviously been postponed as well. The Beloit wrestling team on the boys' side was headed to Marysville on Saturday. That tournament has been canceled. As of now, the Beloit girls at Hayes still on, and the Osborne and Smith Center wrestling teams at Decatur Community in Oberlin for Saturday is still on as scheduled. Well, the winter weather has reared its ugly head again, and basketball for today for area teams has been postponed. The Northern Plains League tournament was scheduled to begin today. They're postponing those games, and once they have a better idea of what's coming up with the weather next week, they'll put out a new schedule for the Northern Plains League tournament. All other games in the area that were regular season contests are postponed for tonight as well. Check out ncksports.com for the latest in local sports. Another note, in high school basketball, a 35-second shot clock has been approved on a trial basis for the 2024-25 basketball season by the Kansas State High School Activities Association Executive Board. At their board meeting on Wednesday, all Kasha member schools will have the option to utilize a shot clock for all home boys and girls games at the varsity level. The trial will only be during the regular season. If a school chooses to participate in the trial, they must do so for all boys and girls varsity games that they host. Again, this is a trial run. Not every school will have to do this. Not every school will decide to do this. You can read much more about it at ncksports.com. In college hoops, both KU and K-State men are in action on Saturday. The third-ranked Jayhawks hosting number 9 Oklahoma. Each team coming off a loss Wednesday night. Both teams are 13-2 and 1-1 of the Big 12. KU coach Bill Self expects a battle with the Sooners.
They guard and they'll make it hard. It'll be a hard game. You know, it's amazing to me that in our league, in the first week of the season, you have must-win games. So this will be a game that we definitely need to obviously play a ton better in order to put ourselves in a position to have a good chance.
KU and Oklahoma tip off at 1 o'clock. Pregame set for 12:30 on Z96.3 Through the Lake. K-State's 12-3 and 2-0 in the Big 12. They're on the road at 13-2 and 2-0 Texas Tech Saturday. K-State coach Jerome Tang expects a big challenge on the road against Texas Tech under the new coach Grant McCasland.
They're definitely playing faster, trying to play faster. But in our league, you can't just like play a super slow pace. You gotta try and get transition points. You gotta take shots when they're available. The defenses in our league are just way too good to try and grind it down to the end of the shot clock. and get a shot off. So what I know about Grant is he's going to do whatever it takes to win.
K-State and Texas Tech tip off at 3 o'clock on ESPN2 in Lubbock. You can find the full Big 12 schedule at Big12Sports.com. In women's hoops, the premier matchup in the Big 12 has number 12 K-State at 16-1, 4-0 in the conference, hosting 16-1 and 3-1 number 10 Texas. Tip-off for Saturday's contest set for 1 o'clock on ESPNU at Ramblin' Coliseum. Also on Saturday night, Kansas looks to keep their momentum going. They're 8-7 and 1-3 in the Big 12, hosting 10-5 and 3-1 Oklahoma State at 6:30 on ESPN+. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the NFL playoffs get underway this weekend for the Chiefs. They're hosting the Dolphins of the AFC wildcard Saturday night. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 21-14 in Week 9 in Germany after jumping out to a 21-0 halftime lead. The rematch will be in the outdoor elements at Arrowhead Stadium, though, as the temperature is slated to be in the low single digits by kickoff. Chiefs are coming off of a week where their main starters rested. Their coach Andy Reid expects them to be ready.
Look forward to the challenge of playing the Dolphins again. It should be a great environment up at the stadium here. And I know our fans will be fired up and ready to go. I think the time off, helped the guys that had the time off. He's had a lot of snaps, in his time. So any time off like that definitely helps.
Chiefs and Dolphins kick off at 7 o'clock Saturday night. Pregame at 6 o'clock on Z96.3 The Lake. Elsewhere in the NFL playoffs Saturday, the Browns are at the Texans at 3:30 on NBC in the AFC wildcard. The Bills host the Steelers in the final AFC matchup at noon on CBS Sunday. In the NFC, the Cowboys host the Packers at 3:30 on Fox, and the Rams are at the Lions 7 o'clock on NBC Sunday. And the final game will be Monday night. The Buccaneers host the Eagles at 7:15. Finally, in sports, another big-name head coach is moving on in the NFL.
So appreciative of the fans for all the support they've given me, my family, and this football team. And it's with just so many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here. But at this time, we're gonna move on. And I look forward and excited for the future. But always very, very appreciative of the opportunity here, the support here, and what you've done for me.
After 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl titles, Bill Belichick is no longer the coach of the New England Patriots. Belichick and the Patriots owner Robert Kraft were said to have come to a mutual decision that left both sides comfortable. Belichick compiled a 266-121 record with the Patriots. He will be able to leave without the Patriots seeking any compensation, as he did have a year left on his contract. Reports are that he wants to continue coaching and will undoubtedly draw interest from a number of the 7 NFL teams that have job openings. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.